Welcome to Ape TV. I'm your host, BeRidicios, and I'm here with Shakesh, Exchanges and Liquidity Lead for the Telos Foundation. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm super excited. As soon as I seen the partnership with ApeSwap, I was like, we have to get these guys on the podcast. So I'm sure everybody, all the apes alike, are super excited for this.
Yeah, we are super excited to partner with ApeSwap team. And it has been so far really a fruitful journey. And yeah, this is our strategic partnership. So we are super excited about it as well.
Amazing, amazing. So, all right, so I'm going to kick us off right now. A blockchain reimagining what's possible. Telos is faster, cheaper, greener, and honest. Beyond function, they are leading the way for a better Web3. Like I said, I'm so pumped for this. And I've definitely heard of you guys. But for the users unaware what you guys do and what you are, can you enlighten us?
Yeah, sure. So Telos is a blockchain network similar to other blockchains like Matic and Solana and Ethereum and so forth, right? So Telos launched its mainnet back in 2018. So it was completely a failed launch. We didn't do any ICO. It was completely a group of people coming together with this like-minded idea, a same vision, and started working together in building a much more decentralized and trustworthy blockchain network. So initially when we launched Telos, it was like in 2018, December. So we launched using an EOS-IO software at that time. So lately in 2021, we launched the EVM, Ethereum Virtual Machine, which is the fastest EVM in the market right now compared to even the Ethereum itself. And also, like, if you compare with Polygon, Solana, all the other blockchains out there, Telos EVM is the fastest EVM in the market.
That's amazing. And I remember, because back in 2018, I was super, super big on EOS. And I remember seeing your guys' launch, and I messed with it for a while, and then I just completely dropped crypto back in 2018 for a little bit, and I'm glad to see the Telos name pop up.
Yeah, it is. Like most of the people, like everyone that started with Telos, all the 120 different people from different parts of the world, we just came into the ecosystem with EOS first, but like with all the issues that we have seen in EOS during its evolution, we just decided like it's not going to work and we have to start something new, which is much more fairer and much more transparent and much more decentralized in a way. So that's kind of what came into fruition after 6 months of working together, building different governance tool set, which is on the blockchain itself, so that each and every decision that we take as a network is completely decided by the voters of that network. So basically that was our core principle when we started the network. And we're still keeping up with that. And each and every decision that was made over the last 3 years was made through this on-chain governance protocol.
That's amazing. Yeah, that was the thing with EOS. Yeah, I remember that, the governance, and like, yeah, they had a ton of different issues.
Yeah,
but yeah, it looks like you guys are just doing great now. Can you tell us how the partnership with ApeSwap came to be over on the BNB chain?
Sure. So for anyone who don't know much about the Telos token, like during last year, we kind of expanded. We saw that we saw the concept of multi-chain evolving at the time, even though like all these other chains were like non-existent at that point in time. So we thought like we should actually expand to these other chains where the ecosystem is growing and get more people involved with the Telos ecosystem as well. And that kind of got us into expanding into Ethereum and BSC ecosystems during last year. So since the launch of our EVM, we have been trying to partner with all the protocols in the DeFi space. And as I'm leading the liquidity and exchange relations at Telos today. So I thought this would be a really great partnership. So our business development team got in touch with the ApeSwap team, and then like we just clicked. And so since then, it's just been awesome to work with the whole team. And we just think our strategic roadmap aligns with each other, and we see things the same way about the whole ecosystem in general. So we want this partnership to evolve, and maybe even at some point in time, even ApeSwap adding support as they are expanding to other networks, maybe even adding support for Telos as well.
That would be amazing. That would be insane to see. I just remember seeing the Telos name in our Discord, and I was like, is this the same Telos that I remember? And I was so hyped. Like, as soon, when I went to the, I actually went to your guys' site that was in our Discord, and I was like, wow, dude, this is great. I'm so hyped for it. It's a, you know, I love the eco-friendly vibe going on, you know, and you guys are just killing it, man.
Yeah, we have been like, that was one of the mission statement as well that we had when we launched the mainnet. Like, we have to be really focusing on the green side of things as well. And also the ESG concept in general, right? So that has been a priority, and we have been killing it in terms of governance practices over the last 3 years. And now we just like, I think last month during the Green Earth Month, so we basically bought carbon credits to offset all the emissions over the last 3 years by the whole network. And we are going to be buying in more, so that we will actually buy more carbon credits to offset the coming years as well.
That's great. It's good to see a protocol, a project doing something like that. It's amazing to see.
Yeah, I think it's important, like, as we are growing in this ecosystem, like, the energy consumption is really bad with most of this proof of work chain. So, it's really important that we ensure the sustainability of the whole planet as well. So we have to do our part, right? So that has been the focus of the team, and like, we are working towards that every single day. And like, we are focusing on different initiatives that wherever we can contribute.
You know, like I said, the eco-friendly vibe, I love it. Even the block against front-running bots that plague most blockchains. It'd be amazing if you could break down how Telos EVM differs from others. And yeah, like, the bot blocking is just amazing, in my opinion.
Yeah, so this is one of the really differentiating or unique selling point for Telos EVM as well, other than like it's being the fastest and the cheapest and the greener EVM out there. Like, on Telos EVM, you can't have front running. It's not possible, because the way we design the system is that, so unlike these other EVM chains like Polygon or Arbitrum Optimism and all these things, like BSE even, they are a clone of the original Geth code, right? Like the original Ethereum code. So it's basically like they are using the same code base pretty much. So they don't have that flexibility to add these kind of new features or functionalities, and they all work the same way. Like, you have a mempool where you have all the transactions pooling in, and the miners will select whoever pays the highest gas fees to process those transactions. So when we build the Telos EVM, like, the way the whole network works by default is that whenever a request comes to one of the nodes in the network, it gets processed. Like, it's kind of like first in, first out kind of process. So whichever request comes first into the network, that processes, and then it gets executed on the chain. So in that way, you don't have like any mempool or where all the transactions are sitting and like you have to pay higher gas fees to go fast. So every single transaction that you do, you pay the same, I pay the same, everyone pays the same. It's just that which transaction comes first to the network, that goes first. So basically, that's kind of like the unique differentiator in the network design and the setup as well. So that kind of solves the front running issue, and also that solves the issue of like variable gas fees. Like, why should I pay more when both of us are doing the same transaction, right? It just doesn't make any sense. So that also addresses that issue. So for any same transaction that both of us are doing, we both pay the same fee.
That's great. I haven't used Ethereum in months because of the gas fees. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I just had like a worse experience yesterday. Like, we were trying to do a transaction and we had to process some payments, and then the transaction got stuck because of the gas fees for like almost 6 hours or 7 hours. And when we were trying to increase the gas fees, it was just varying so much. And we weren't even able to process the transaction. Like, MetaMask wasn't functioning. It was just a chaotic.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's crazy just to see that. I don't know if, like, how quick that's going to get fixed or what. But, yeah, that's, like, thrown me off of Ethereum for quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they're planning to release Ethereum 2.0. But, like, I don't know. They have been telling that for 1 year now. So.
Yeah. And, you know, look, I touch on this on so many different podcasts. It's just, it's 24/7 work. But if there's one thing that's wrong, it throws everything off. And then you could, that could push you back months, you know, maybe years. So, yeah, I mean, fingers crossed, but, you know, there's other blockchains to explore. And yeah, it's, you know, like I said, it's amazing having you guys here on the podcast. I'm so pumped for it. Before we get to the next portion or the next question, I wanted to backtrack a bit. I didn't throw it in our questionnaire that I sent you before, but would you like to go over the tokenomics for the Telos token?
Yeah, sure. Definitely. So when we launched the Telos network, so as I mentioned earlier, we did a failed launch process, so which means we took the snapshot of the EOS token holders. I think it was on June 1st, 2018. And then we put a cap on each and every account that was there of 40,000 max tokens. So any account which was holding more than 40,000 tokens, they only got like a maximum of 40,000 tokens. So in that way, we did basically an airdrop of all those accounts and tokens into those accounts. And then the founding team, which consists of like more than 120 people, have shared a pool of 6% of the total supply at the time. Yeah, so that was kind of like the launch phase of Telos, I would say. And since then, we had like multiple governance proposals, which right now, so a part of the Telos goes to Telos Foundation for like operating and doing business development and marketing for Telos ecosystem. And then a part of the funds goes to the core development team that is there for Telos, who is working on like EVM and all these new innovations. And then a part of the fund also goes to the staking rewards on the chain that we have. We have one of the most well-performing staking rewards program, I would say, because it currently locks in almost 60% of the circulating supply in the staking protocol right now. So I think that's one of the unique things that we have about our tokenomics. In addition to that, as I mentioned, like Telos token is available on four chains now, actually, pretty much like Telos mainnet, Telos EVM, and then BSC, Binance Smart Chain. And then you also have the Telos token on Ethereum. So we use multiple bridges. So you can use like P network, or you can use like AnySwap, or now it's called multi-chain. So yeah, you can use multiple bridges as well. And like all of these tokenomics and all the decisions that were made is completely detailed. If you go to telos.net/telos-tokenomics, you can see everything there. Detailed describe like how it was made in terms of decisions and everything. And we also reward the validators as well from the from the tokens that were part of this pool that we have right now.
Amazing. Yeah, I can't believe I almost forgot that question, and I would have got probably reamed. Be like, why didn't you ask the tokenomics question? So I had to get that out there. Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention, like, we don't have any inflation right now. So what happened over the last 3 years was when we did this initial airdrop, we had like a criteria that if the users doesn't like kind of claim or use their accounts within 1 year time, so all those tokens would be claimed back and put in a reserve pool. So this was done through the governance process and everything. So after 1 year time, all the unused tokens were claimed back. And at that point in time, the inflation of the network or the tokens was also stopped, so that we have been using that reserve pool of tokens to fund all these different activities like we do with liquidity, working with partners, working with the development process, paying the validators, doing marketing and everything. So everything is funded from that reserve pool right now. So unlike other tokens that are out there, Telos doesn't have any inflation right now. And it's going to be the same for the next couple of years. And as the chain grows and it starts generating more fees and everything, this reserve pool just increases, so that you don't really have inflation for a longer period of time as the chain succeeds more in the ecosystem.
It's pretty bullish. It's bullish for me.
Yeah, it definitely is. Like, you just have to get into it, and like, you can find a lot of cool things about Telos. I know, like, I'm kind of biased by, like, but like, you can't argue with the facts, right? So
I love exploring new chains. So it's like one of my things. Like, a couple months ago, like when I first started, well, a year ago, I found ApeSwap, and I literally stuck to the BSC or the BNB chain for, you know, the first 6 months before I even like ventured outside. So yeah, and ever since I went out, I've been doing like Solana, like all the chains I could get on, I try to get on and check out. So I cannot wait to hop back on Telos. Now, I noticed the native Telos runs on EOS.io, C++ smart contract technology. And if you look at my name, you could tell I was a huge EOS enthusiast, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah. Now,
can you give me and our users a breakdown of the differences C++ offers?
Yeah, sure. So when it comes to the core, like, I'm not a traditional developer, but like, I do have some technical background. So when it comes to C++, it's one of the oldest languages that's out there in terms of programming. So it also offers a lot of benefits in terms of the time it saves in processing the code and executing the transactions and everything. So, and with C++, the smart contracts are also much more faster. So this was benchmarked by multiple developers, and multiple reports are there. So you can just search, like, maybe on Medium or somewhere like Telos, and Telos speed comparison in terms of coding, you can see a lot of different comparisons that were made by independent developers. So with C++, yeah, it inherently possesses these features or functionalities, I would say. So it allows you to execute the smart contracts much faster in terms of processing as well, unlike these newer programming languages like Rust or Solidity, which needs much more compiling in a way.
Yeah, I'm looking at the, I'm on your website right now. I'm checking out the speeds. 10,000 transactions per second. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, this was like actually, this was tested like even 2 years back, and it might be much more now. We haven't like stress tested it.
Yeah.
But this can be much more actually.
That's great, man. It's that was one of the cool things, because like when I was on the EOS,
yeah,
like they boasted the speed, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's like the speed, it's super cheap. It's, you know, like you want stuff fast. Like, I hate when I have to wait for something to load.
Yeah.
I'm like that one commercial. I don't know if that commercial airs outside of my state, but like this guy is sitting there. He's like, I don't like the wait. It's not done yet. It's not done yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, this will be like a breath of fresh air. Like even sometimes BSC gets clogged to where like your transactions are taking minutes opposed to seconds. And it's like, what is going on here? And it's, you know, it's only taking 2 minutes, but it's, you know, in the crypto world, that's pretty slow.
True.
Yeah. It's I love what I'm hearing. All right. So what can users that venture over to Telos, the EVN or the native network, what can they expect? Are there any key differences between the EVM and your native networks?
So yeah, there are a few differences definitely, but like if you are coming from Ethereum or BSC ecosystem or even Polygon and yeah, all these other blockchains that's out there, like if you are coming to Telos EVM, you just connect your MetaMask like you do with any other protocol. You just need to add the network and that's it. And you interact with all the applications on the Telos EVM exactly the same way with your MetaMask or any other EVM supported wallets, right? So that's exactly the same. So Telos EVM offers all the feature of benefits that are like all the functionality similar to any other EVM out there. The only difference is that we are much faster and we don't have any front running and you pay all everyone pays the same fees for same type of transactions. But when it comes to native, as it's built on traditional EOS, IO, and C++ smart contracts, there are different, there are a couple of differences. In like, if you are familiar with how EOS works, like you don't have any like gas fees or anything, you just buy CPU and net resources on the network so that you can use like that amount, that kind of capacity on the network. So it's like you're basically leasing the resources on the network and you are eligible to use that amount of resources on the network. So it's a bit different concept. So you're kind of paying upfront for whatever you are going to use in terms of the network features or functionalities, but like on Telos EVM, you're actually paying similar to any other EVM chains that's out there. Like you just pay the gas fees and that's it.
Amazing. Yeah, that's good to hear. I use Token Pocket on mobile and I'm pretty sure there's a blockchain explorer for you guys on Token Pocket.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to check that out. Now, is there any specific wallets you need for like desktop to get onto the native?
Oh yeah, I think right now the most used like EOS IO wallet is the Anchor wallet. So you can download the desktop and they also have like a mobile version as well, mobile app, which is quite good in terms of user experience. So you can also use like an Anchor wallet mobile as well. So yeah, I think there is another Anchor wallet. So just don't get confused. So yeah. Search for like Anchor EOS IO and then you will find it.
Amazing. Is Scatter still a thing? I remember Scatter being a pretty big wallet.
They stopped the development of Scatter, but yeah, I don't think it's still being used.
that was my wallet back in the day. Scatter. It's crazy how many different wallets there are.
Yeah.
So now would you like to share where our users could or any users that want to purchase the Telos token?
Yeah, sure. So all you have to do is just go to telos.net, telos.net, and you will see on the first page, we just added a new service provider, which is Simplex as well. So which allows you to basically use your debit and credit cards to buy. But if you want to buy with your cryptos, then you can buy on different platforms that are out there. Like ApeSwap is one of the partners that we have on BSC. So if you are from the BSC ecosystem, you can buy on ApeSwap. But if you want to use some sort of centralized exchanges, like we have KuCoin, we have Gate, we have Bitfinex, we have MEXE. Yeah, like we just launched on Huobi, by the way. So yeah, you can buy on multiple exchanges that's out there. And we are also on Uniswap, we are on SushiSwap, we are on PancakeSwap, and of course ApeSwap as well. So.
Nice. Hey, you guys are everywhere.
Yeah. And that's great. More to come. Like, imagine, like, we achieved so far so much without any like initial ICO or capital or any funding, right? So with all these new exchanges and new protocols like ApeSwap coming into the Telos ecosystem, it's just going to grow. And like, we are still not on Binance or Coinbase, right? So
yeah, but you guys already have a lot of centralized exchange listings. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
that's great, man. Now, in terms of a roadmap, now I know anything crypto, roadmaps are like living entities. But what do users have to look forward to for the rest of this year? And if you could, I mean, I don't know how far you want to go, but yeah, I guess we could just do for the rest of 2022.
Yeah, sure. So there's always like a live roadmap that is being updated on our website. So the roadmap consists of both updates related to our Telos Native and Telos EVM. But this year, our focus is primarily going to be on the Telos EVM because that's something we launched recently, and we really want to expand and improve that ecosystem with new dApps and everything. So over the last couple of months, we announced a lot of programs in terms of grants initiative with 10 million Telos tokens. And then also we launched NFT hackathons and DeFi hackathons as well. So there are a lot more to come in terms of growing the developer ecosystem and also the DeFi ecosystem on Telos EVM. And during next week, we are going to be on Consensus, which is where we are going to have a huge feature of Telos and its ecosystem. And there is one of the special rooms there, so completely dedicated for Telos ecosystem. So if you are joining Telos, if you are joining Consensus, please do visit Telos World. It's called, so just hop in and say hi. But like in terms of the roadmap for the rest of the 2022 and 2023, so there are a lot of technical innovations that's going to happen in regards to the EVM, in terms of much more faster processing, and also a lot of new partnership announcements that's going to come during this year. So it's exciting. I know like the whole crypto is down, but like we are heads down and working on these all new exciting things that are going to come during the rest of the 2022.
Amazing. Yeah. It's really when things are down like this, it's the best time to just put your head down and start working and just build, you know, just keep on building. Yeah. I love it, man. I can't wait to get into the, like, I want to venture through both of your ecosystems, the native and the EVM. I just can't wait to see like NFTs, different DeFi opportunities. Like, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. Like, we launched the NFT hackathon, I think like a couple of weeks back now. And like, we have a lot of really good artists joining in and contributing to the hackathon. And then also, I don't know if you are familiar with this, but like a couple of weeks back, one of the astronauts launched his NFTs from that. The NFTs represents like the pictures that he took from space, International Space Station, and he put them on Telos EVM for sale. So all the donations were, or like all the funds raised were going to the war in Ukraine. So it was really awesome to see that, like even Telos getting that kind of exposure in the general audience space as well.
Yeah, that's a great idea, man. Like, it's like the new way to show your love to like a certain, you know, community, or, you know, like you said, like the Ukraine. Like, if there's a platform for somebody to use and you can use it for good, it's the best thing anybody could do. And that sounds super interesting with the space pictures as NFTs.
Yeah, definitely. And it was definitely inspiring to see as well, like, and these were voice and picture NFTs. So you can actually listen to the astronaut speaking about what does that NFT or the picture represents. Why did he took it, and why did he name it like that? So it was really inspiring to see that as well.
Oh, so they're like MP4s kind of?
Yeah. Yeah. I think there was a unique feature that was built into it. So whenever you are looking like on an image, you can also, it kind of plays the audio as well in the background.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I've seen moving NFTs, like, but I've never seen ones that had sound too.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be the next thing in NFTs, like the whole entertainment industry, like music, movies, and all that stuff. Yeah, fractionalizing, yeah, all those things.
Yeah, we just had our latest IAO was a music, pretty much a music platform. And yeah, they already have a bunch of big names that are going to be doing albums and like charity stuff for it. And it's pretty insane just the stuff that you could do with crypto alone.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Me see. Do you want to plug your socials while I look and see if I have any more questions?
Like anyone can just go and check out all the social channels on our website. So go to telos.net and just scroll down. You'll find all the social links there.
Amazing. Oh yeah, I see them all. I'll grab them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been amazing having you on. It's
Yeah.
Telos, man. Like I it's like a blast from the past for me because just seeing you on BNB chain, I was like, man, this is so cool. And they want to be on ATV, so that's great.
Yeah, definitely. Like when Tars wrote to me, like, yeah, why not?
Right. Well, it's like, we both stated that the market's down, so like a lot of stuff is down. So it's like, where's when news?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's the perfect timing. And yeah, and like just this past week, I got like four guests that I gotta,
Wow.
yeah, so we've been searching for good guests to get on ATV, and I'm happy you're the first ones that I got to interview, so that's great.
That's cool.
Yeah, enjoy the consensus, and yeah, it was great having you on.
Yeah, the same. And thanks for having me on the podcast. And then also like really appreciate the whole support that we have been getting from the Ape Swap community. So yeah, go Apes.
Go Apes. I love it, man. Yeah, it's a great community. We all stick together. It's a DeFi hub at heart, and actually technically really a DeFi hub. So
Yes.
yeah, it's a great place to be. And like when we announced it, the Twitter went crazy and the Telegram was crazy as well.
Yeah, I'm more excited about the what we are gonna build together in future. So yeah, definitely stay tuned, everyone.
Yes, definitely. You heard it here first on ATV. Alrighty, well, yeah, enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.